I'm very excited for having won the award of HIV Investigator Women and Girls. That is sponsored by the International AIDS Society, the International Community of Women Living with HIV/AIDS, and the UNAIDS, and the International Center of Research for Women.
Talking of this award, what does it mean exactly to you?
First of all, this award is a great achievement to me, but not only me as an individual, but also to the institution where I work. That is the Makerere University John Hopkins Research Collaboration in Kampala. The aim of this institution is to find, to do research and offer care to women, children, and their families, HIV/AIDS care, and ensure that they live a healthier life. So having won an award in the line of women, girls, and PMTC, prevention of mother-to-child transmission, I am very honored to be here.
Talking of the women, girls, and HIV, tell us briefly what the situation is like in Uganda as far as the women and girls are concerned.
First of all, I would like to give a few facts about HIV in Uganda. Last month, June, the Uganda National Health Survey released results of HIV prevalence going up from 6.7 to 7.3, and it was worse in women, to 8.4 in women. And we are worried about these figures. We are saying, is it because women are testing more, or is it the truth that HIV is higher in women? Biologically, it is true, because the women have a higher surface area in their private parts that can expose them to the infection. But however, this is just a belief, and it's not yet scientifically, we don't have this evidence. It's just a postulation that it is also that men are not testing enough. So what we are doing, we are seeing that even HIV is going up, the prevalence among married couples. Mm-hmm. So the women have an opportunity to come to hospital and test when they are pregnant. But the men, who are the 50% of the drivers, I assume, of HIV infection contributors, they don't have any obvious entry point in the national health systems in Uganda. Just as you see, the women come for antenatal, they come for postnatal. We don't have any trap for men. And this is where we come in with our study, which we did for 2 years and which resulted into accreditation of having won this award.
You have attended this international, the 19th International AIDS Conference here in Washington, D.C. What's the major point you'll take out from this conference?
The main point that I'm going to take from this conference is that we still need to do more to turn the tide on HIV. The responsibility is within our hands. We have everything, but it seems we are not doing enough. Everybody is coming on board, and I think we can turn the tide of HIV.